Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 69th edition of Berlin International Film Festival. I'm with Hans-Peter Moland in competition here without Stealing Horses.
So, Stellan defined you as the man of the wild nature. Do you feel that way?
That's just because he doesn't know much about nature. No, I'm quite comfortable in the wild, but of course I live in a city, so but since childhood I've spent time in the mountains, in the woods. It's a place where I feel at ease.
Stellan also said that you read many scripts that attempt to adapt this book, but you were the only one who could do it. So how did you choose what to keep and what to let go in order to make it work?
Well, that wasn't really a choice, and I at this stage I don't even know what was left out or where the novel stops and the screenplay begins, because it's kind of an organic process. Also, when you start shooting, it becomes something new. But I think the deciding to really stay close to sort of the meditation or the stream of consciousness or the sort of uncumbersome way to move between different time planes, that was one of the ambitions that I had, as part of the book's structure, and also really having a careful attention to all of the tactile and sensory qualities that are very apparent in the book is also important. So
was it something that was in the book? Because I felt, I don't know why I felt so strongly towards all the film, as it was something that had to do with me as well. And it felt so tactile. So I was wondering, what was the secret? Because I can say that it's the sound editing, that it's the editing itself, the cinematography, but in a way I wanted to know the secret of this balance.
kind of describing a director's work. So I think from the beginning I have included all of these sensory observations in the script, so it's all there. Everybody knows this is an integrated part of telling this story. Which means that, paying attention to a bumblebee or frying bacon or whatever is actually a part of what we're going to do. Of course, one of the strengths of film versus novel is that you can actually hear things, and so there's an added dimension, or at least an added power to it, In a novel, you will be using your own imagination, but here it can be quite a physical and sensory experience, which is one of the cool things about film. I think that being able to bring people into a universe where you feel kind of lost in an atmosphere is wonderful. I hope this film can do that, but I don't know.
As I asked Stellan, why do you think that he feels that in a way in the past we were more able to accept dramatic events and now he feels that everything is a tragedy?
That's an interesting question, because we talked a lot about that on the set, to be very specific, why is Jon coming to Trond's cabin the day after his brother? Because probably, first of all, there was no crisis psychiatry. They had no psychiatry in those places, and maybe the local police were there and they told him to go do what he usually does, and he had no apparatus to deal with this. And I don't know if it's necessarily better, but it was at least a very different way of dealing with tragedies, You had to carry them yourselves.
We've been talking to Hans-Peter Moland, director of Outstealing Horses, a screening at the 69th edition of Berlin International Film Festival in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.